from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
If you want to play the KLOS 5 for 5 contest, stick around. We're going to do that at the end of Christian Hand. He's going to break down a rock song for us. And here he is. Hello, my friend.
Hey. Good morning, everybody.
Good to see you.
How are we?
Awesome.
Saw a great photo of you on the web the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yoga pants.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm wearing mine underneath my regular pants.
I thought it was a Wendy's commercial.
Oh.
Well, at least you didn't say Arby's.
Good Lord.
Thank you for that. The old Big Montana.
Did you see the meme going around that Arby's is RBs, which stands for roast beef?
Arby's, roast beef.
I know. I didn't get. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know that. I learned that today from a meme. That's how stupid I am. My life. All right. So I remember. I'll show you on the doll where he touched me.
All right.
All right. So this. Obviously, this segment is an attempt to get people to care about music in, you know, ways that they didn't prior and, you know, re-listen and be like, oh, that's awesome. This one's kind of for me because it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Eric gave me a little smiley when he heard that I was doing this one because it's an amazing song and most people don't realize how good it is because it's easy. It's easy to take Big Country's Big Country and be like, meh, you know? But... It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Really?
Remember the music? Yeah,
wow.
It's just so good.
It's
and the
so
music...
pretentious when the name of the band is the same name as the song, is the name of the band. The
well,
name
it's
of the song,
one, it's
the...
one of those things where, you know, the eponymous song, as they would call it, is I don't think that they called themselves Big Country and then because they had a record before this one. So this was sort of like a thing that they bumped into. So it wasn't like, let's introduce us to the world with this Big Country song. But do you remember the video? The video was great. It had like the three-wheelers and they were riding and then the chick punched the band and she knocked all four of them out with one punch. Like it's the most ridiculous thing of all. It's just so good. And the lost innocence, you know what I'm saying? So this song is from Big Country's The Crossing record from 1983. It's one of my favorite albums. And Mark Brzezicki, it's Brzezicki.
Oh, that's like Krzyzewski.
Right. There's a lot of them going on there. So it's Brzezicki. He also played with Pete Townsend. He played with the Daltrey. He played with Cult. He is one of my favorite drummers of all time. And here's the thing to listen to on the intro to this thing. The only thing that's overdubbed in the drums is the hand claps. The rest of it he plays. Listen to how good Brzezicki is. Shot!
Somebody's in the marching band.
I was just going to say, it sounds very marching band.
It's a Big Country.
Guys, go for it. It's a big Neil Brzezicki.
So then you get this, which is... perfect. And then the drums kick in. And we'll hear Mark on his own. Great drum fill. He's just... So, it's the 1980s.
Yeah, it is.
As you can tell. You know who's responsible for this drum sound? Phil Collins, everybody. But as you can hear...
This is when my bangs were really high.
Yeah,
one curling iron thing, and then I would...
Mandatory. Yeah,
tease
yeah,
them
yeah,
up
yeah.
and then spray them with Aquanet.
Just hell, they called you Big Country in high school.
Wow.
It's a juicer.
So, while you guys are talking, Mark Brzezicki was doing an amazing drum fill, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
It's really... Listen to this. The way he comes in off the top... It's so good. But he's grooving. And then he plays in a couple other ones. This one's a... drums the size of a small Banana Republic.
Drummers need more than a three or four piece kit. So you can go...
You want to have... You know, you want to be able to earn your paycheck. And then he does this. Little bass drum hitsy. And then coming out, just a quintessential Brzezicki. Mmm. China Crash, which nobody should ever have on the drum set, but I'll let him get away with it because he's
more. What's that mean? What's China Crash?
China Crash is like, it's a cymbal that's like inverted. Like if you've ever seen it, it does, instead of being flat,
uh-huh.
like a tsh, it's like, a, it looks like a, the top of a garbage can lid and they play it sideways. He goes,
oh.
And every time I ever produced a band that had a China Crash on the drum set, I would go out and take it off the kit.
Wow.
And walk it back and just be like, you're not doing that
not
in my session.
My house.
Not in my house. But there's a reason that Pete Townsend picked him. If you ever heard the White City record, which I just talked about on Facebook the other day because I'm listing my favorite albums, listen to Pete Townsend's White City album. Mark Brzezinski plays on that as well. He plays in part of the drum solo at the end of Roger Daltrey's Under a Raging Moon, which has 8 drum solos in a row from some of the greatest drummers of all time.
Wow.
And Brzezinski's part on that is crazy, crazy good. But the big secret, once again, is the bass department. Tony Butler, listen to this.
That's some fast fingering.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
And you did.
I did.
It's like Bonanza.
That's it's a big country. Get it? What? Hold on, Butler.
What happened there?
One more time. This is so good. When you hear it in the song, it's dope.
Season, another promise falling through, another season passes by you.
Yeah. I know, this song is so chock full of secrets. He's just pounding away. It's so good. And with Mark, this engine room is... Oh, the octave? What? And it's all played. You have no idea where you are in the song right now. That's how good it is. He's just going for it.
Very busy bass line.
It's crazy. Well, because the thing is, Frosty, what we'll get to later is, when you hear what the guitars are doing, there's nobody providing a rhythm on the guitar. So you needed something to be able to roll along with Brzezinski on the madhouse drumming. Beautiful. So 80s. So then we come out of the middle bit and then we do a little... like this first chord? It's gorgeous. Not enough of this going on in music this day and age. And he comes back in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So good.
Most bass players are lazy.
Because sometimes I think, like, if I'm a bass player, I'm bored. It's like, don't.
Tony is not bored.
No.
Ever.
I don't know.
Especially on this one. So it just, it's like one of those where the entire, like, once you know it, brilliant, because the guitar department, which is Stuart Adamson and who's the lead singer, and Bruce Watson. So these two invent something because they're Scotsmen, right? So you'll notice as I slip into a slightly Scottish accent
yeah.
that the guitars sound an awful lot like a bagpipe.
Oh.
Right? So they're doing it. That's a little herald. They're calling back to their own heritage. I've got to stop doing this. I'll do it all night. So here we go. So this is the guitar sound that they pretty much invented. The bagpipe guitar sound. So they're doing like a sort of like fife and drum thing that's happening on the guitars because it's about a big country. And this is why the bass line has to do what it's doing, because if you just listen to this guitar track,
thank you.
doesn't really rock.
No.
Until you go.
Yeah, if the bass just holding long notes, it'd be kind of lifeless.
Lifeless. It'd have no charge. So listen to what all these guitars are doing, man. So this is the bit where they, this. So and you're right, it is the MXR High Transposer 129.
That's what I thought. I was going to ask you if it was that one.
It's,
I wasn't sure.
It's easy to confuse it with the 130, but it is the 129.
Right, yeah. You can hear it now. Yeah.
I mean, it's so innocent.
There's no chords to the guitar.
Nothing.
No.
That's why it's all lead, basically. Oh. This gets my nipples hard. So beautiful.
Too. I was just going to say that, too. It's weird.
As you should. Here we go.
It's like a bagpipe.
Yeah.
It's so gosh darn good, man. And then when you put it in with the bass, the two of them together, it's so.
Well, why didn't they just use the bagpipe?
Because this one's cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pedal. Now, I'm going to try to describe this to you, potatoes. The musician in the house will understand what I'm talking about. You two others. All right, so so the bass line could just go like dooga 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 dooga, but instead you'll notice that it moves after the guitar does. Ready? Watch my hands. See how he's pushing against the guitar so it doesn't just... So the whole thing does this. It's so beautiful. In between. He could have just rolled along and just gone for the whole thing, but he's a genius.
Just seeing they work together.
Exactly. It's like they're listening to each other. So then we have the middle part, which is the lead. So good. Breaking down instead of getting bigger, as she said. So simple, so spidery. And then when the bass comes in right here. All harmonies. And then back into the bagpipe vibe. Can't be in a bad mood. It's impossible to be in a bad mood when it's played.
Heavy.
You have to smile immediately. So, unfortunately, the story of Big Country does end tragically. Stuart, the lead singer, had a horrible drinking problem because he was Scottish, and a lot of unfortunately Scottish people, have been known to drink a little bit.
Should just milk the cues.
So they. I think that we're going to immediately get some emails from the Scottish people.
Oh, yeah.
We're not all cow milking Scotsman, you fool.
The kids.
You know, for gosh sakes. So he, unfortunately, he went missing towards the end of their career in 2001 and then was found dead in a hotel room. He'd hung himself in Thailand, unfortunately.
Jesus.
Which is a real shame because he's one of my favorite singers. And this vocal track is so good. You had no idea that there was this amount going on. For Stuart Adamson, thank you for this, ma'am.
I've never seen you look like this without a reason. Another promise falling through another season passes by you.
Harmonies on the verse.
I never took the smile away from anybody's face. And that's a desperate way to look for someone who is still a child. In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice far as the mountainside. Stay alive.
And then this bit.
I thought that pain and truth were things that really matter, but you can't.
British accent until just now.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
Beautiful, like the harmonies in the background.
I thought the pain and truth were things that really matter, but you can't stay here with every single hope you have shattered.
Oh, whoa. She went too long. She didn't cut off.
It's a he.
It's
all the dudes in the band. It's all these guys.
But I can live and breathe and see the sun in winter time. In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice past the mountainside. Stay alive.
I mean, these harmonies are so good.
In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice past the mountainside. Stay alive.
And then Stuart on his own.
So take that look out of here, it doesn't fit you. Because it's happened doesn't mean you've been discarded. Pull up your head off the floor, come up screaming. Cry out for everything you ever might have wanted.
Yes!
Whoa!
I know, there's what? So many secrets.
Yikes.
The little whisperies.
Up screaming. Cry out for everything you ever might have wanted. I thought that pain and truth were things that really matter. But you can't stay here with every single hope you have shattered.
So beautiful, man. Oh. I love this song.
Hot shot! I'm not expecting to grow flowers in a desert, but I can live and breathe and see the sun in winter time. In a big country dream, stay with you like a lover's voice past the mountainside. Stay alive.
It's so unusual, much. Christian. The harmonies are below the melody line. Most people tend to put it above.
Yeah, no, the fact that it's got a lower one, because it provides so when you see them or saw them live back in the day, like everybody would be singing it because it does create the idea of like a crowd chant.
That's that thing that you were talking about with the band Oasis, right?
Yeah, where it becomes like
a big country dream,
everybody can sing it.
With you. Like a lover's voice, like you don't have to.
Because this is high. In a big, like trying to get up there is not easy.
In a big country dream, stay with you. Like a lover's voice, past the mountainside. Stay alive. In a big country dream, stay with you. Like a lover's.
Because there's also one above, which is Mark the drummer.
Like a lover's voice. Spars the mountainside.
There's one bit, and then
stay alive.
And the vibrato.
So this is the best. Like somebody goofed, and they kept it in the take. So
stay alive. In a
wow, that would have still been me in the band.
Right,
that would have been me.
Like,
I made
you blew it.
And that'd have been me pointing and going, ha!
Shut it.
So when you hear
it in.
We'll just do this real quick. The bass and the vocals together on this chorus so you can hear exactly how good what they're doing was.
I'm not expecting to grow flowers in a desert, but I can live and breathe and see the sun in winter time. In a big country dream, stay with you.
Guitars.
Stay alive in a big country dream. Stay with you like a lover's voice past the mountainside. Stay alive in a big country dream. Stay with you.
So much going on. Anyway, that's Big Country from Big Country. Please check out The Crossing. It's one of my favorites. They have another song called Peace in Our Time, which features Mark Brzezinski playing one of the greatest drum fills you've ever, ever, ever heard. So check out that one. My name is Christian James Hand. You can find me on the Facebooks at Christian James Hand, the Session On Air Facebook page, thesessiononair.com. For tickets for my show. All of them are sold out. The next one that's going to be happening is in July, and I'm going to do that's going to be Rage Against the Machine and Hall & Oates. That one's sold out. But August 25th, I'm going to do Palima Rush, which is going to be the Police, Rush, and Primus, because it's my first trio of trios. So it's going to be a night of three. Tickets are available at thesessiononair.com. And don't forget, you can also follow me on Instagram at King Trut. It's probably one of the best sources of cute otter pictures you'll find on the net. Just saying. All right.
Thank you so much, Christian.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Always enlightening to have you on the show.
Is it?
It really is.
Oh, well, that's all
I love. That was a good one, too.
Do you want to do this before we apologize or after we apologize? The new contest, the KLOS 5 for 5 contest.
Let's do it now. I can't. The suspense,
Is killing you.
Well, let's do it now. Then we'll apologize. And then is Marcy going to take caller 5?
She is, yeah.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
So the contest, it's time right now to play 5 for 5. All you have to do is correctly identify 5 songs in our montage, and you'll win $500. We're going to play the montage for you, and then Marcy's going to take caller 5 at 800-955-KLOS. All right, you have the montage. All right, can you name the 5, what, songs or artist?
You just name the song.
Song.
Okay. The 5 songs.
But you got to focus. We got to focus in on this.
All right, let's listen.
All right.
All right, there you go.
I just had a seizure.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Marcy's going to take caller 5. You think you know all 5 songs. You could win $500 right now.
It all happens so fast.
Also what she said.
It's like an amazing brain game thing.
Wow. Yes, exactly like the game. You can do it again at 11, 2, 4, and 5 all week long here on the Rock of Southern California 95.5 KLOS. So keep it right here. Now we have to apologize to those of you that we have offended and get the hell out of here.
Sorry to horse betters, Mr. Getty, strip mall mechanics, and big sweaty guys in Toys R Us.
Unicorn parties, dog people, Belgian Malinois, and Chet Hanks.
Horse owners, coupon cutters, lemonade stands, and Damon's hams.
Bidet addicts, temporary vegans, people with toilets in the cars, and my buddy Wade Carroll.
People with small bladders, wine trains, Larry King, and sweaty gay guys.
Runway models, binge drinkers, breedist, and in excess.
Bicycle riders, the obese, filthy brunettes, IHOP, and Scottish coo herders.
Easy blondes, naked line dancers, Chico, and Arby's Big Montana.
Ripe redheads. Okay. Good Samaritans, North Korean fire drills, and Sammy's camera. It was nice outside. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Addie, and Frank, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.